California's continuing energy crisis has already forced businesses to close and some residents to move out of state. With more than 30 days of rolling blackouts predicted for this summer, frustration levels are rising. The situation is worrying the residents of one community in the California desert. From member station KPBS, Russell Lewis reports.
It's a two-hour drive to Borrego Springs from San Diego, and as you cross the other side of a mountain range, it's a steep drop into an unforgiving desert valley. Borrego is consistently one of the hottest places in America. Last month, the temperature hit a record 112 degrees, but on this windy day, the mercury only made it up to 97 degrees. In the wintertime, about 12,000 people call this arid place home. But once the temperature climbs, the population dwindles to 3,000 as snowbirds desert this desert town.
Well, we're making some fudge. Oh, excuse me, there's the dinger. We're making one of our summer specialties, key lime fudge.
The air conditioning is working overtime inside Lee Bosworth's old Homestead Fudge Company. Business in Borrego Springs is always slow in the summer, but this year it's different.
We're running on a very marginal client base right now, and unfortunately that's the time when our electric bills are the highest. So you have the least amount of income and the highest overhead coming at a time when you really have no control over it.
People here say they're generally not too concerned about the predicted blackouts this summer that will last about an hour. They say they're used to dealing with hot weather. At the Palms at Indian Head Desert Inn, owner David Liebert has cut back hours at his restaurant like he usually does during the summer. His utility bill is normally $2,600 a month, but this year it's averaging $1,000 more. Sipping a glass of ice water, Liebert wonders, with fewer people coming in, how they can cope.
You get to a certain point where you can't just keep raising prices to cover all these things, you know, and you just have to go ahead and start realizing that, you know, it is maybe a better decision to go ahead and close down for a month. You know, it's just crazy to run the kind of air conditioning you would need to run to go ahead and do 30 or 40 dinners during a nighttime. It just doesn't pay off.
But Liebert's worries run deeper. He's also president of the Borrego Springs Chamber of Commerce. He says there's a real fear in the community about a mass exodus.
We could be the first ones to really show just how quickly a small town on a fringe and in a desert community or desert environment could go ahead and be the first one to actually become a little ghost town.
With businesses planning to close during the summer and maybe longer, long-time residents like Nan Erickson are sounding the alarm.
We have one drugstore in this town, two liquor stores, two grocery stores, two gas stations, no stoplights. It doesn't take very much to break the back of a fragile community like this.
Erickson says there are few safety nets for local businesses.
There's no McDonald's here that has a corporate office that's going to support the electric bill. Every one of the people down here who is in business is a private owner of his business. They may have their entire life's savings and maybe their inheritances tied up in what they have as a going business.
One of the town's grocery stores, Borrego Valley Foods, was just sold. Owner Scott Tynan says it wasn't an easy decision, especially since the store has been in his family for five generations. Since he's considered a major user of electricity, his power bills aren't capped. He says his utility bills have tripled, and he just couldn't afford to keep going.
What can you think? You can be angry, you can say your mind to all these energy people, but they don't care. Government doesn't care.
Back at the old Homestead Fudge Factory, Lee Bosworth is putting the finishing touches on his batch of sweet-smelling key lime pie fudge. He isn't sure what he's going to do.
And I don't know what the solution is. We don't want to move from here. The business could be transported to virtually anywhere. But this has been our home for 18 years, and we're in our mid-60s. This is not the time to uproot and go to another location. So we're just waiting it out day by day, week by week.
More bad news may be on the way for this community. The local utility, San Diego Gas and Electric, has asked the state for permission to raise electricity rates by an average of 18%, leaving people here even more worried about their future. For NPR News, I'm Russell Lewis in Borrego Springs, California.